At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Not Annie.
Yeah, we could use a little Annie on the show.
Come on, Hugh. That's your girl.
Not my, my girl.
This was going to be your Halloween costume, right?
No. You know what I find ironic?
Can it be next year?
Please.
No. Nah. Not prostituting myself like that. But we've had a come to Jesus moment where it's amazing how what a week does and a loss does. Because there's a lot of people coming to grips with what's going on with this team. And again, I have to stress, it's not just one thing. So let's stop that. It's a bunch of different things, but it's a coming to Jesus.
You know what this
moment.
Sounds like to me? This sounds like an I told you so, Douglas, with empathy behind it. Like,
right,
I told
it,
you.
It is.
Yeah, but I feel
sorry,
for
but
you.
I told you. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
it is that I told you so.
Yeah.
Because
speaking of Annie, by the way, Hard Knocks next week.
It's Hard Knocks tomorrow.
No, Hard, oh, yeah, Hard Knocks.
Right, this week, tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, Hard Knocks.
I wonder.
Sing it, Hugh.
I wonder how much. No, I'm serious. How much are we going to get pulled behind the curtain?
Enough.
Because it's obviously not good,
enough.
Right? I wonder how this gets parsed out. Because we got 2 weeks of, info, right? And back-to-back losses.
Ooh, yeah, especially the Cowboys one.
Yeah, we got back to back. And then they'll probably be, like, what they shoot tonight won't be airing.
For a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So here's the question. You think we get some tension between certain parties? Maybe they get that on camera? Emotion? Yelling? Someone crying, potentially?
Well, I don't know if you saw it, but AJ and Jalen high-fived on the field.
Oh, did they? Yeah. Well, everything's fine now.
Yeah.
We're good? Sure. All right, you know what? You mentioned the sun will come out tomorrow. It certainly will if we get some good news in town. Maybe like, you know, Kyle Schwarber signing soon back with the Phillies. Let's hear the latest John Morosi as we are in the month of December. Winter meetings are coming up next week. What is the timeline for Kyle Schwarber's free agency and making a decision? Here is John Morosi, MLB Network.
Kyle Schwarber, I believe, will sign first. Neither one of them will sign this week. I think both of those signings, Schwarber and Tucker, feel like we're headed towards a winter meetings signing extravaganza, which, by the way, Lauren, we are there a week from today.
I can't wait.
The winter meetings will be underway in Orlando, Florida. So excited about this. I think with Schwarber being the older player and with his market being a little more set as the role that he has, I think Schwarber signs first.
All right, so there are a couple things there. December 7th through the 11th, so Sunday through Thursday coming up. That is the winter meeting. So we're getting close to that. It's next week. He also mentioned there, Hugh, he thinks Schwarber might be the first big domino off the board even before Kyle Tucker. It always goes where, like, all the teams are waiting for one guy to sign and then everyone else kind of gets in line after that.
Yeah.
It sounds like Schwarber might be the first big name to sign.
Schwarber, for me, if I'm looking at free agents and what my team needs, he checks all the boxes. And I know he wasn't a World Series champion here, but he's been one.
Yep.
He's a stable force in the locker room. That's what he's been. I would even venture to say, like, especially this year, more so than Bryce Harper. He just goes to work and he does his job. Mm-hmm. And he just hits dingers. Like, he just crushes the ball. So
56 of them.
I want that on my squad.
Me too. So here's the latest from Jeff Passan. So Morosi's telling us when and now who. According to Jeff Passan here, this is the way he described Schwarber. Quote, the bellwether of the class, Schwarber's market is healthy. He's going to get years, and he's going to get AAV. And at this point, he might be the likeliest of the big free agents to sign first. That's two reporters saying the same thing. He might go first. And then this. Unclear if something gets done before the meetings, but I'd be surprised if they end and he doesn't have a team. This sounds like Schwarber's going to have a team by next Thursday. And he ends his little report here with, quote, the Phillies remain the favorite with Boston, Cincinnati, the Mets, and others in the mix. It's that last one that has me a little uncomfortable here, Hugh. We knew about Boston. We knew about Cincinnati. They've been courting him since the season when they had to catch with his dad on the field, which was a joke. And now he throws the Mets in there. Hugh, I don't like the Mets being involved in this. That owner is a wild card.
And he got bread.
He's got more bread than anybody. And I just can't handle that. I can't. The idea of Schwarber on the Mets is...
Got a long pay, but see that. Like,
Hugh, listen, I can't handle it.
Can I help you?
Can't handle it.
This is what happens.
Cannot do it.
When you allow her to walk out the door, when you know you start talking about, we'll leave, don't nobody else want you. And then as soon as she get ready to hit the door, the phone start blowing up. You be like, wait.
Uh-oh.
Come back. Baby, come back.
You sound like you're speaking from experience.
No, ain't never happened to me. I ain't
But you got to get the girl first.
Yeah, I ain't got no, yeah. But while you play it, I know why I'm not dating now. I figured it out.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. Care to
figured
share?
It out this weekend.
What happened?
What is it?
No, I don't want to work that hard.
I could have told you that.
No, you know,
we all knew this the moment we met you.
I don't want to work that hard, man, because like I met somebody, right? And we started, you know, making plans to go to dinner.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And what was the name of the place, Kyle? I forgot. But the,
I don't know.
Zahav?
Oh, Zahav, yeah.
Zahav?
The Israeli restaurant?
6 months to reservate, man, listen. Oh, I mean,
must be good.
But then I said something about chicken and pee. She tried to poo-poo chicken and pee. I'm like, what you talking about, girl?
Well, I wasn't right on her part.
What you mean? Chicken and pee is a staple in this community.
That's her problem.
Yeah, you may have dodged a bullet there.
That's why I was like, you know what? If you disrespect chicken and peas, we can't date. So I was like, all right, then, what's nice? Nice to know you. So, I ain't doing that.
So why aren't you dating again?
I don't want
to
work.
Also, remember the woman that Hugh told Zahav. Us on the air that talked too much?
Oh, yeah.
Zahav? I didn't even know what that was. And then I started looking at the menu.
No, the menu looks good.
The menu does look good, but
of course, yes.
You got like 6 months. You got like a 6 months. They backed up. Like, seriously. Man, I ain't got that kind of time. I don't know what's about to happen in 6 months. Not to be taking you to no fancy restaurant.
You know, you could just put in the reservation and then whoever you're with
at that time, you know.
No, like you have it for 6 months from now. And if that person's still around, then you take her. But if she's not around, you take whoever's there.
But my thing is this, like ladies, help me out. I know we're about to get ready to go, but help me out. Why, when you meet somebody, like you're going straight for like, because in my mind, I'm thinking coffee or a nice little lunch. Like chicken pieces is like that's top notch. They got crab legs, like some good. They got good food.
This should be the commercial for chicken.
No, I'm just saying they got good legs. Food. So my thing is, first of all, why are you trying to like if you just meet me? Why are you trying to hit a home run? That's not who you're dealing with, and we ain't going there. I start speaking Spanish, like, huh? I start being incoherent at that point, huh? Because I knew. When she said a name I couldn't pronounce, all right, we ain't going there. That's like we've been dating for a while. That's a treat.
You're not that adventurous,
man. I'm not trying to go there.
Plus, you don't want to share plates and all that.
First of all,
you do that at that kind of restaurant.
Like that sounds like that's like a $200 date, like out the gate.
Yeah, a lot of restaurants are these days.
is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I have a decent restaurant. You're probably going to spend close to $200.
No, Chicken and Pete's is a great restaurant. I'm spending like $100, if that. And we eating some crab legs. We getting some mussels. We get some crab fries as an appetizer.
Yep.
And we got the TVs on. Like, listen, I'm trying to do that. I'm not trying to do that. I'm not.
Did this conversation start with Schwarber's free agency?
That was a good ad by you, by the way.
I mean,
they should just clip that.
No, but listen, when she said, I don't eat that chicken pizza, but we can't date. we can't date because Pete feeds me every Monday.
Boy, I hope that lady's listening today.
Hugh needs the TV on so he can.
Hey, listen, if she is, it don't make a difference. I lit that fire that night. I'm like, no, we ain't doing that. Ike was there. Ike was laughing at me. Like, I don't think he heard the conversation, but he was laughing. That's good.
Just to wrap this up, is Schwarber a Philly next Thursday?
No!
Where's he going?
Yeah, how do we get the chickens and peas?
I don't know. He spun the Schwarber thing into why he's not dating. He just wanted to tell us this.
No, I mean, that's no.
He just wanted to share.
I am undateable.
Is Schwarber re-signing with the Phillies by next Thursday?
No.
Where's he going?
I would probably say the Mets.
Oh, my phone. You know what? You have some nerve.
What the hell is your problem, dude?
Some nerve.
Wait a minute, why are you getting mad at me?
Because the day, hold on, the day we're coming in here, licking our wounds from the Eagles, at 137, you strap, yeah, you know what? He's going to the Mets.
No, but Joe, listen.
As if we're going to be okay with that.
I didn't say we're going to be okay with it, but who has long paper?
The Mets!
And what is Kyle Schwarber looking for?
Money. I'm taking it out on you. I'm frustrated.
But is he looking for years more than money?
Well, okay, he going to get both.
Well,
he going to get years and money. So where am I wrong? Why are you mad at me for telling the truth?
Well, you know how this goes.
Yeah. Look, I want him back.
What city have you been doing radio in?
Like, Kyle, the simple fact that this story went from, hey, he's going to let him know what's going on, to him becoming the absolute hottest free agency in free agency.
Yeah.
I said it twice. The hottest free agent in free agency. What do you think that means?
He's getting paid. So I want him back. I'm going to be upset if he's gone. If he goes to somewhere like the Red Sox, I'm going to be upset, but I can handle it. It's not going to hurt the Phillies, though, on a day-to-day basis or in the division next year or anything like that. He goes to the Mets. That's a disaster, everyone. I mean, it's a disaster. They can't let him end up on the Mets. The Red Sox, again, that's separate. That's AL team, whatever. I won't like it, but I'll handle it.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
And we got to replace him then. You cannot let him go to the Mets. I mean, that would be, you start lining up their lineup with Lindor and Soto and Schwarber. I mean, we're in some trouble. We can't have that happen. All right, back to the phone lines here. Let's grab Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Huge old Kyle, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's up?
Guys, maybe this was the line we're talking about last year. Remember they were talking about they would have beat us if they played us?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's what they were talking about because they had the X Factor, and the X Factor was Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
Man, this guy schemed us to death. I love Fangio, but on Friday, we got schemed to death, and they made us look. That product that we put on the field, offense-wise, the defense, they did their job. Man, I can't give them too much. But that offensive product we put out on the field was horrible. It was atrocious. I don't know, guys, why is it every year after you win the Super Bowl, and this is a known fact, we cannot adapt to the league the next year. This product that Nick Sirianni and Howie put out this year is horrible, point blank, period. I know in the offseason he told us to bear it with him, but we didn't know it was going to be in this kind of fashion. On the cusp of another collapse.
Mm-mm.
Guys, I don't want to hear about Kevin Patullo no more. Jalen Hurts got to play better. Not no garbage time stats throwing to A.J. Brown. Jalen Hurts consistently misses wide open receivers. He threw the ball behind Smitty on that one play. And on that one play, he had Goddard down the seam for a wide open touchdown. And a couple times that game, he missed open players.
Yep.
Guys, the Cowboys are a game behind us, guys.
Mm.
And we go into that Black Friday game wearing all black, and we got buried in our own stadium, guys. And I'm not going to be on the defensive line, but the last 2 weeks they've been on the milk carton, Carter, Davis, Phillips. Against Dallas, we got no pressure. And last week against Caleb, we got no pressure, guys. And I love Fangio, guys, but like I said before, we got schooled.
Yeah, his defense got his ass kicked. You're right. And Ben Johnson, he might be as good as advertised. What he's done this year with the Bears, that it kind of reminds me, Terrence, of Sean McVay's first year with the Rams.
He is ahead of the league.
Yeah, yeah.
He's ahead of the league. Yep. And one more thing. I heard who said this last week, and I heard, I forget who it was. I think it was Dave who tried to push back on him. Saquon does not have the heart this year. He doesn't have the desire. And I saw on tape, guys, he's missing a lot of big holes that are opening up wide, and he's choosing to bounce to outside instead of running north-south. And that's why people are calling for Tank, because Tank running north and south, and he's hitting these holes quickly, and Saquon wants to dance around. My man, just run straight. Hit the holes, and we'll be fine.
Let's go.
Stop dancing around.
Terrence,
you know what the content.
You're right about it. All right, Terrence, what do you got for us for a bad combination?
Guys, this might be the one.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys that are bald and are trying to wear this hair dye and it's leaking down their face and they got little patches in their head when they start sweating. The bald heads, the going bald and the hair dye, it ain't a good combination, man.
Oh, like Jalen Brown, like the Jalen Browns when they're
give it up, man. Just give it up.
Come on home.
You mean bald and putting a Beijing.
Terrence,
bald in Beijing. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, what was it? It was Jalen Brown, right? He was on the opponent's jersey.
Oh, yeah, the fake hairline.
Yeah, you can't do that. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Hugh, where do you think people came down on this one today? Are you fully panicking about this Eagles season? Yes or no?
80%. Panic.
A little bit less. 68.9% full panicking, 31.1% not quite full panicking. Doesn't mean they're not panicking, just
not full.
It's a difference, the full or not the full.
It is funny to me because they don't look that much different than they have all season long.
They're just not winning the game.
Exactly. And that was, you know, everyone's like, they're whatever, 8-2, shut up. Yeah. They're 8-3, shut up. And it just took two losses, but they look the same.
Yeah. I think two other things have factored in. The Cowboys are obviously rising, so that they're there. And I think people thought eventually it would get better, and now I think we're reaching a point where, like, it's not.
It's getting worse. You could make the argument it's getting worse.
Yeah. And do we think it's going to get better Monday night in Los Angeles? They might win, but is the offense going to look much better?
And the reality of the standings are they were the number one seed for a little bit. Now, all of a sudden, they're, I guess, the three.
It's becoming harder to lie to ourselves.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. We're dropping the act finally.
Mm. Let's care of Mark, and then we'll get to you people. Mark in Delaware. Hey, Mark.
Yo, guys, I love when the show just goes off the rails and you guys just start talking about, like, whatever.
Happen.
Like Hugh's dating life? Yeah, me too.
Yeah, exactly.
You're always on the rails.
Before I get to my Eagles points, I already qualified for a prize, but since there's only 15 minutes left in the show, can I give you the winning answer?
Sure, let's hear it.
All right, how about Elizabeth Taylor and 8 husbands?
Wow, they're all bad combinations. She couldn't keep any of them. That's a good answer, Mark.
That is.
The way she couldn't keep any of them is crazy.
And actually, she was married twice to the same guy.
Yeah, he went back for seconds. Go ahead,
but was that part of the 8, though?
So she married. Technically, she married
7. Okay. 7 different men, 8
7,
husbands.
Yeah.
He's a separate husband.
That ain't as bad.
So, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys Wednesday night at the game. So. Anyway, so my Eagles point, I agree with pretty much everything you guys have been saying. Jalen's been bad. Defense is horrible. The Nick 2-point conversion was absolutely mind-blowing. And I don't understand why Tank Bigsby – I'm sorry.
Tank Bigsby. Don't worry about it. We screw up.
Yeah, we're good.
I'm talking Hughism right now. So, yeah. But he got no carries in the game the other day. That's crazy.
I know. I kept calling for more, and then they gave him less. They gave him none.
That's why. Because they were like...
Tired of my nonsense?
Yeah. No, they were tired of people calling for Tank Bigsby.
Give him the football. It's not that big of a deal. All right, Mark, great phone call. We'd love to hear from you, and we will see you Wednesday. Yes, it is a midday show. Night out at the Flyers game Wednesday. Mr. Black Hockey, you ready for those Flyers?
Hot.
No, I'm ready now.
Hot.
14 wins. Penguins tonight.
Right.
Let's get to win number 15. By the way, quickly before we get to you people, I just searched the husbands of Elizabeth Taylor. What do we think about this? So Richard Burton was the double up, right? She married Richard Burton twice.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no husband in between. They broke up.
And then they got married again.
Yeah, so she was married to Richard Burton from 64 to 74. And then I guess they called it off, right? And then they got remarried in 75. If there's
because
no husband in between,
point,
I don't think we can count him as a second husband.
Well, at that point, they probably just like, you know what, they were a little older.
1 year?
Well, like older, like more mature couple.
Yeah.
And he probably was like, listen, I'm the only one that's going to put up with your stuff at this point in your life. And she probably said, okay.
Yeah, the second time only lasted 1 year, and then they called that one off. So, anyway, there's our Elizabeth Taylor husband talk. Let's get to you people, see what they're up to.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
So every week, it seems, we get a new, like, novelty account in there, comments. We had Jolly, the fake Jolly.
Yeah, who was
last
there
week
today?
Who's still there today, Jolly,
okay,
by the way.
Good. Hey, Jolly.
Who's naming Secretariat the number one athlete in Philadelphia.
It might be Jolly, then.
They do have all of Jolly's best hits, so it could be Jolly.
The best hits of Jolly.
Yeah. Today, however, Herb from the Northeast checking into the chat.
Oh, I don't buy that.
There's no shot. No shot.
He may watch YouTube, but creating an account and commenting,
I highly doubt it. We've had Hugh's third eye, Joe's head glare, mm-hmm. Kyle's mustache, you know, the classics.
Yeah. Yep.
You're getting some take it back chants in the chat.
Oh, for the Cowboys thing, yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm on high alert for the Cowboys.
Yeah, we'll have to relitigate.
Yes.
Maybe at some point this week. Mm-hmm. So they are 8-4, you morons. Luckily, no one said that on the air today.
Oh, they knew that.
I would have dumped them.
They would have got dropped quickly.
I was thinking about reporting that that comment.
No, that person
YouTube,
has to be trolling.
To the YouTube moderators.
No one could watch the last two games like, oh, they're 8-4.
I mean, there are some people out there like that.
Yeah.
I should have back-channeled and tried to get them banned from our YouTube chat.
Just get them out.
Nobody, I said, nobody mentioned the record today.
Please don't.
Yep. Fire Giglio, suspend Quinn, bench Douglas.
Well, we already benched Hughes Clues.
Yeah.
Are Hughes Clues still sensitive about that, or are they okay with
They'll
all
be
this?
All right. Yeah. Again, man, we get that. We got other stuff.
They're sitting back and watching the tape for ComboCon. Kyle is not allowed to be happy when we win. That's too bad.
Are you happy?
No. I think they're saying that since I was hard on them today.
Oh, you're not.
Okay. I'm not allowed to share in the joy when they win.
Yeah, that's not how this works. But okay,
yeah. I mean, too bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, somebody needs to get Dr. Karp to talk to this team.
You know what? I've heard worse ideas. How do you think they'd act if Dr. Karp walked in there?
Probably looking at him like CJGG code. What's that one we played? What you talking about?
Yeah.
What you talking about? Yeah, that one.
Yes, that would be happening.
Well, it's worth a try. Mm-hmm. Speaking of trying things, can ChatGPT call the plays next week?
Would you rather Petullo or AI call the plays?
Look, we're tinkering with everything now.
If we fed AI their playbook, right? So AI knew the names, right? Could spit it back into Jalen's helmet.
Pitch routes.
Right, and then
the
you
middle.
Told AI it's third and six. They might do a better job. I'm open to this, Hugh. AI or Petullo? Who calls the plays Monday night?
Petullo.
AI or KP?
Kevin Petullo.
AI.
Kevin Petullo.
I would try it. Yep. I guess we had a new guy in the chat today. Mm-hmm. Who's the guy with Joe? And somebody said, that's Hugh. He was a beast.
Who's the guy with Joe? Yeah.
Yeah, that's
That's got to be a first. It usually has to be the other way.
Who's that idiot
over there next to the former Eagle?
Yeah, I guess that's supposed to bother.
No. I think they were being totally genuine.
Yeah, probably. I mean, and that's fine. I haven't seen
them in the chat before.
You know what? Because to be totally honest, my identity was never tied to just being a football player. Yeah. I'm a man of
many hats. You are many times.
I am an analyst.
I'm about to win this. You're an actor first.
Man, you know what? But I will say this. Putting it back on me, this should put me, like, all of this. So it put me at the top for what was it again?
Insider of the year.
One of
my uncles at Thanksgiving, by the way, referred to you as an insider.
Insider of the year. Yeah, this
it's
right here.
Up steam.
All of this right here should put me in the top running.
Okay.
I think you have to break the winner of Insider of the Year is going to be the person that finally breaks the big story. What really has gone on?
Well, you know what? You know what you should do.
You didn't see the story I sent y'all the other day. What, recklessly speculating?
Yeah, but you didn't break that on the air. I'm not saying you should right now. You probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
You shouldn't.
You know what you should do, Hugh?
Don't do it.
I have an idea because I think we all agree a change is probably coming to the Petullo thing. They're probably going to have someone new call plays. You should just tweet, sources tell me the Eagles will have a new play caller.
Is that right?
This week. And just give it a shot.
No, wait, don't tweet it. Do it tomorrow at 10 a.m.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
say, hey,
because
I have
that, because like if it does happen, you were the one that broke it, whether okay. you actually were just talking hey, you out of your what? Rear end or
I'm
not.
A, shoot say, you shot.
Yeah, per my source.
I mean, why not?
I need that needs to be a strategically, I can't even say it, yep. strategically crafted tweet.
Yeah, you know what? Regroup, work on it tomorrow.
We'll
buddy.
Talk tomorrow.
No, yep. I'm saying I need a we're all, I need a tweet
almost
writer.
Out of here, buddy. Yep. Yeah, you do. Writer. You need a ghost writer.
I need strategically crafted. Yep. It just said it too fast. I'm all right. I yep. got it.
Speaking of, a couple bad combos, Hugh Douglas and Twitter.
Yeah.
They don't go well together.
It's a good one.
Yep. This one. Show and a comb.
Not necessary.
Yeah, not very necessary. Yeah. Let me guess, you, they're tired.
You're just mad.
Somebody's anticipating your
excuses. I did wonder watching the game, are we getting the yearly Jordan Davis swoon at the end of the season? He's getting pushed around. Did wonder that.
Sorry, guys. Don't have time for Hughes nonsense today.
Well, that's half of the show, so.
A.J. Douglas is way too giddy after that loss today.
Wow. The allegations are out.
No, I mean, I just spit facts on this thing every day.
Oh, glad you said it. We are down so bad today that Hugh Douglas is spitting facts.
Yeah, that's bad.
I mean, I've been spitting them, but y'all just wanted to call me names and say mean and hurtful stuff to me.
Darn right.
Who's laughing now? Ha, ha, ha.
See? Too giddy. That's AJ
Douglas.
AJ
Douglas.
No, listen, I don't.
The midday
it's not
show.
A good week.
AJ
it's
Douglas.
Not a good week
Joe Giulio.
For me.
94 WI.
It's not a good week when things like this happen, man. We're down bad.
No, that's why we're working through it together.
We're down bad. We're down
you didn't want to come in today, by
no,
the
you
way.
Didn't.
I did not. I didn't feel like
you wanted to abandon us.
I didn't feel like fooling with the foolishness.
You
today.
Abandoned us the that's last time bad, they man. Lost two straight. We sense a pattern here.
No,
often you are the foolishness.
I had to go make a speech. That day, the first time.
The rumors are you might resign if they lose three in a row. You might just tap out of here. All right, before we go, we got to give away our prize, a qualifying prize, and automatically enter for the grand prize here. We got some good ones really towards the end of the show. Hair and food, that one got us all to cringe a little bit. I think that's the best one. Bad combo, hair and food. It was Marty. Marty, you're our winner today. We appreciate it. All right, everyone, have yourself a great rest of your day. Afternoon show is live at Chickie's. The Jordan Mailata show tonight from there, and then the Players Lounge with Hugh Douglas later on this evening. You guys have a great night. We will talk to you tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.